NASA just made some significant decisions about lunar exploration that reveal interesting shifts in how the space agency is thinking about contractor relationships. They awarded lunar rover contracts worth $4.6 billion to Lunar Outpost and Astrolab, but notably excluded Intuitive Machines, whose stock fell sharply after the announcement. This suggests NASA is prioritizing technical capability over existing relationships.
That's particularly interesting because Intuitive Machines has been one of the more successful private lunar companies, but NASA apparently wasn't satisfied with their rover proposals for the Artemis program. The exclusion sends a message that past performance doesn't guarantee future contracts, which should encourage innovation but might also create uncertainty for companies making long-term space investments.
Oklo being selected by the Department of Energy to negotiate using Cold War plutonium as reactor fuel represents a fascinating convergence of nuclear weapons reduction and clean energy development. The company will work with European partner Nucleo to convert surplus weapons-grade plutonium into fuel for next-generation reactors, which could address both nuclear waste disposal and energy needs simultaneously.
The plutonium conversion program is strategically brilliant because it takes material that's expensive to store safely and converts it into something valuable for energy production. Advanced nuclear reactors need specialized fuel, and weapons-grade plutonium can be processed to meet those requirements while reducing nuclear security risks. It's a rare case where national security and commercial interests align perfectly.
In Earth sciences, over 60 million people are facing flash flooding threats from Texas to the mid-Atlantic as days of heavy rain saturate soils across multiple regions. The scale and geographic scope of these flooding events suggests climate patterns that could influence everything from agricultural output to infrastructure investment priorities over the coming months.
The flooding situation also demonstrates how extreme weather events are becoming more expensive for both insurance companies and government disaster response. FEMA budgets and private insurance premiums need to account for these larger, more frequent events, which creates additional inflationary pressures on housing and business costs in affected regions.
California wine country is facing a completely different type of threat, an invasive pest found on Costco grapevines that could devastate Napa and Sonoma vineyards. Officials are racing to locate 157 plants sold to consumers that may carry insects capable of destroying established wine regions. This shows how global supply chains can accidentally spread agricultural threats.
The Costco grapevine situation illustrates the vulnerability of specialized agricultural regions to invasive species. California wine represents billions in annual economic activity, and Napa Valley's reputation for premium wines depends on specific terroir conditions. An invasive pest that disrupts vine health could permanently damage both the agricultural economics and brand value of the region.
Alma Linux shipping both versions 9.8 and 10.2 on the same day represents significant progress in enterprise Linux development. Alma Linux emerged as a community-driven alternative after CentOS changes, and releasing two major versions simultaneously shows the project has developed robust development and testing capabilities that could influence enterprise software adoption.
The Alma Linux development is important for companies trying to reduce dependence on Red Hat's commercial offerings while maintaining enterprise-grade Linux capabilities. As cloud infrastructure costs increase and companies look for open-source alternatives, having reliable enterprise Linux distributions becomes strategically important for technology cost management.